Some places don't let the past die. The Allendale train tunnel is one of them, a wound in the earth hidden deep in the woods behind Ellesmere, Kentucky. Some folks call it a drainage tunnel, just damp concrete and shadows, but them that step inside don't come out laughing. They come out shaking, swearing they weren't alone in there, swearing they heard it. The whisper in the dark, the voice in the water, the rope still creaking. You ever stood somewhere so still, so heavy, like the air itself was holding its breath? Then you ain't been inside the Allendale train tunnel. Welcome to Kentucky Melody's Scary Stories from Kentucky, where we spin yarns about ghostly haints, creepy hollers, and spine-chilling legends from deep in the hills. So grab a chair, dim them lights, and let's dig into something spooky. Them woods behind Ellesmere ain't just trees and dirt. They got a way of swallowing sound, making you feel watched even when there ain't nothing there. And nestled in that overgrown tangle is the tunnel. Most folks don't even notice it. A forgotten culvert letting Bullock Pen Creek trickle beneath the railroad. But the locals, they know better. That tunnel ain't just some drainage ditch. It's a place where something bad settled in long ago and never left. The air clings to you inside, thick and damp, like a breath from lips that ain't supposed to be breathing. The walls sweat, even in winter, and the water running beneath the tracks don't sound right. It gurgles and whispers, like it's trying to tell a story no man ought to hear. And then there's the hook, a rusted thing bolted high to the tunnel ceiling like it was meant for something, but nobody remembers what. But folks say it's where Jacob's face met his end. They say he hung there, swinging slow, toes barely scraping the stone beneath him, breath choked out by the dark. Some say he'd done it himself, lost to despair. Others say he ain't had no choice, that someone strung him up like a hog and left him for the creek to claim. Ain't nobody rightly knows, but what they do know is this: he ain't ever left. Jacob's Space weren't nothing special, no records, no grave, just a name whispered through town, passed round like a warning. Some say he was a railroad man, hollowed out by hard times. Others say he was a drifter, a stranger caught in the wrong place at the wrong time. One night, they say, he found his way to the tunnel. Or maybe he was dragged there. The story splits in two. Some say he stood at the tunnel's mouth, staring into the black, hearing the creek murmur beneath his feet. Then he climbed up, found the hook, tied the rope, and stepped off. Others say he weren't alone. Maybe he crossed the wrong men. Maybe he saw something he shouldn't have. Maybe it weren't personal at all, just bad luck. They say he was dragged down that wooded path, beaten till he couldn't fight no more. Then hoisted up onto that hook, his killers making sure it looked like just another man who gave up. Either way, Jacob never left that tunnel alive. Ain't no grand feat of engineering, that tunnel. Just damp concrete cradling a slow trickle of water. Time's had its way with it, leaving the walls streaked dark with moss, the air thick and wet. It don't stretch far, maybe 100 feet, but step inside and it feels longer, like the dark's got weight to it, like it don't want to let you go. The first thing most folks notice is the dark don't sit right. It ain't just shadows stretching where they oughta. It's thicker, heavier, and if you stare too long, sometimes, just sometimes, you see him. a shape barely there, hanging from the ceiling, swaying like a body left too long in the breeze. Some say he just waits, still as death, till you step closer. Then, gone, just empty dark. Then there's the whispering. Ain't loud at first, just floating up from the creek, like water trying to form words. Some swear it's Jacob, begging for help, voice raw, broken. Others say it's worse than that. Not words at all, just a sound, a moaning, low, wrong. And then the scream comes. It don't echo right neither. Just hits the walls and dies, like the tunnel itself don't want to hold it. Ain't no shortage of fools willing to test their luck. Paranormal investigators, ghost hunters, thrill seekers. Some walk away with nothing but a chill up their spine. Others don't leave so easy. Some folks swear they seen him, still dangling from the rusted hook. A shadow stretching long in the moonlight. Others see footprints in the damp, small and bare, stopping halfway through the tunnel, like whoever made them never walked out. The worst part? The thing that sets every hair on a man's neck standing straight? Some folks claim that if you listen real close, standing right there in the center of that tunnel, you can hear it. A slow, steady creaking, like a rope still holding weight. Step inside and the air turns heavy, like the tunnel's breathing down your neck. Whispers slither through the dark, voices you can't quite catch, like the walls themselves are telling secrets meant to stay buried. Some say it's the wind playing tricks. Others reckon it's the souls lost in there, trying to find their way out. Even in the dead heat of summer, there's a spot in that tunnel where the temperature drops sudden-like, cold enough to see your own breath. Stand there long enough and you'll feel it. A chill seeping into your bones, like something reaching out from the other side trying to pull you in. On nights when the fog rolls in thick, some folks claim they hear it. A train whistle blowing low and mournful. The rumble of wheels on tracks that ain't seen a locomotive in decades. They say if you stand real still, you can see the light at the tunnel's end, growing brighter, the sound getting louder, till it feels like the whole tunnel's shaking. But just when you think it's gonna burst through, it all goes quiet, and you're left standing in the dark, heart pounding, wondering if maybe you've been marked by whatever's haunting that place. More than a few have walked out of that tunnel with scratches on their skin, marks they swear weren't there before. Some feel a hand brush against theirs, cold and clammy, like a drowned man's grip. Others feel a tug on their clothes, like something trying to pull them back into the dark. A reminder, they say, that the tunnel don't like letting go of those who dare to enter. So, if you're thinking of testing your mettle against the Allendale train tunnel, remember this. The spirits there don't take kindly to trespassers. And some who go in, they don't come out the same, if they come out at all. Ain't no telling what truly lingers in that tunnel, whether Jacob's face is still there, caught in the place that stole his last breath, or whether something older, hungrier, calls it home now. Maybe it's both. Maybe it don't matter. What matters is the feeling that don't fade once you leave. That itch at the back of your neck, that prickle down your spine when the night's too quiet. What matters is the ones who go back looking for answers and don't come out the same. You reckon you'd walk in, step under that rusted hook? If you do, just listen real close and don't stop listening. Because once you're inside, you ain't alone. Now, I gotta ask, what do you make of the Allendale train tunnel? Some folks say it's just another old story, the kind that gets passed round to keep folks from wandering where they shouldn't. But others, they know better. Maybe you do too. Would you step inside, let the dark wrap round you, and listen for the creak of that rope? Or would you turn back before the whispers found their way to your ear? And what about Jacob Space? Did he tie that knot himself? Or did something, or someone, make sure he never left that tunnel alive? Ain't no shortage of folks who've walked that path and come out with their own stories, their own chills that won't shake loose. Maybe you've heard something before. Maybe you've even been there. Either way, I want to hear it. Let me know what you think down in the comments. Could be just another legend, or maybe it's something else. If a good haunting keeps you leaning in close, then don't go wandering off just yet. There's always another tale waiting in the dark, another voice whispering from the holler. Here at Kentucky Melody, we don't just tell ghost stories. We bring you face to face with the things that ain't supposed to be real. And if you've been listening to our Scary Stories podcast, we sure do thank you for listening too. But don't get too comfortable. There's always something watching, always another tale just itching to be told. Round these parts, the dead don't rest, and neither do we. So go on, watch the next tale, but mind yourself. The more you listen, the closer the shadows get, and some stories don't let go once you've heard them.